John and Chris Boggiano are veterans of the Iraq War and founders of the energy-saving consulting company called Everblue. In their time overseas, they both got a sense of the global fight for long-term energy supplies. They say the work they're doing now to reduce America's dependence on oil is every bit as patriotic as what they did as soldiers.
West Point's motto is lifetime service to the nation. And for me, I firmly believe that what we're doing now with Everblue and the sustainability and what we teach, I believe that's a service to the country, service to the planet, and we work our tails off.
John and Chris Boggiano are brothers, graduates of West Point. They served in Iraq at one of the worst times. They both fought in Fallujah.
Fallujah was probably the climax of our year in Iraq, and I would say that I felt like the Army got its money's worth out of me. I mean, West Point's a free education, all that.
Right.
There was, if I did nothing else but that few weeks there, me and the Army were even.
Chris was commanding tanks. John was taking fire at a nearby command center. Chris and John Boggiano starting a company teaching green building techniques. And the idea to choose a field where they'd be conserving energy came straight from what they saw in Iraq.
War is wasteful. We're spending a tremendous amount of money there. A lot of it is wasted. There's no efficient way of war. It's, you know, Rumsfeld's whole, you got to have overwhelming force.
So many Americans want to do something. They want to support the soldiers. They want to support the troops. One of the fundamental reasons that we're there is for oil, to keep our gasoline cheap. Look how everyone freaked out in summer of 2007 when gas went to $4 a gallon. If you take the cost of the war in Iraq and you added a gas tax, so it was very transparent that it was, this is what you're paying. We're going to fight a war for oil. This is the true cost of your oil. And all of a sudden you're paying $7 a gallon for gasoline because that's the real cost you're paying. You are paying $7. It's just it's coming out of other pools of money, so it's not obvious to the average consumer. Folks would feel a lot different. They would realize that they're sacrificing for the war instead of what's gone on so far. I went into a porta potty, and there was a soldier had written, you know, Iraq, the name of it is Operation Iraqi Freedom, OIF. And one of the things that was there was OIL, Operation Iraqi Liberation. And it was, you know, the joke was, it's all about oil. And it's always stuck with me. And at the time, I wrote it off as like, no, it's not all about oil. There's still, maybe there was weapons of mass destruction, and they just hadn't been found yet, and maybe it was. But as time went on and I saw that that wasn't really the case, I start to look and I say, well, why are we really here? What's our fundamental motivation? And you see all these other places around the world where there's bad things that happen, and America doesn't rush in to liberate those folks, but they also don't sit on top of a lot of oil.
The Boggiano brothers had their moment to test themselves in the fight for Fallujah. They found their own way through. They both saw the waste in resources in Iraq, and they were among those who came to think of the war there as a war for oil. The company they came up with, they call Everblue. It's a consulting firm, a teaching company for green energy building techniques and certification. And the brothers are very proud of it.
It's what I believe in. Like, there's no turning it off.
It's the closest I can say I've come to the sense of camaraderie that I had when I was in the military. And I don't know how I would ever, outside the military, find something closer than that.
Is that just because there's a bigger purpose to what you're
absolutely
doing rather than making money? Is that
absolutely? I mean, that's hands down why I do what I do. I mean,
the environmental consulting firm Everblue was started by the brothers Chris and John Boggiano, and it's grown in ways they didn't expect with major clients across the nation and overseas.
We're now the provider for the highest levels of our government, architects of the Capitol, Department of Energy, U.S. Air Force.
We're training the Department of Energy about green building. I mean,
and they're the standard. They're the ones that are supposed to be telling the rest of the country.
They're the ones who write the standards that you guys are using.
It's amazing how everyone wants to do the right thing, but again, just bringing the experts together and getting them to bridge the gap between all of those folks, getting them to talk to each other. That's the simplest way I can describe it. The building standard that we teach is the most popular green building standard in the country, and that's LEED. It stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. There are buildings everywhere. Bank of America, Wachovia, Lowe's headquarters just down the road in Wilkesboro. I was just there a few weeks ago with them. All of these buildings are being built to this standard, and what that standard tries to do is tries to bridge that gap between all of the different experts that put a building together.
Everblue may be the only company around that has brought in both tree huggers and former tank commanders, though.
I think one of the things is we have a certain amount of credibility. It's a little bit different when a tree hugger stands up in front of a group of contractors who are some of the most conservative blue-collar folks in the world.
Right. And says, be nice to the forest.
And exactly, let's go hug a tree together. That doesn't work. But if I say, this is for your country, I mean, global warming, that's a whole nother ball of wax. But just forget all that. You have soldiers that are fighting and dying because of our energy policy in this country. And this is a means to help fix that. Are you really an American? Are you rah-rah pro-American? You know, let's go do all this great stuff. Well, this is how you can do it. The fact that our energy policy and the fact that we're in Iraq is somehow tied to global warming, that's not on the news. That connection, but it's all tied together. We need oil, so we invade a country to secure that oil. That same oil is the thing that's doing bad things to the planet. I understand why we invaded Iraq. Look, America needs oil, and if we solve the energy problem, we also solve a lot of these secondary problems.